escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I do like Sarah challenges, though. I like the concept. That's a great idea.
Right?
You absolutely should do that.
This is just me, just in my noggin.
Yeah. You should absolutely.
Since I'm working part-time, I have a lot of free time right now.
You do have a lot of free time. You just be champagning and campaigning.
I wish.
Hopefully, you well, I don't actually, this isn't considered your free time because you told me earlier, as we don't talk about the Kings for just a quick second, Matt George, he's going to pull up on us.
Matt, my guy.
20, 30 minutes or so. You're going to be working in Sacramento this weekend.
I am. I'm so excited. I don't have to drive to the Bay.
Or just...
I'm only working Friday. My mom and my aunt, my two cousins are coming to town. So hopefully I'm going to get them tickets to the game. I need to get on that right now,
okay.
Actually.
You need to holler at me because I need to be there one of them days.
Yeah? Yeah, so they're all going to be there. And so I'm working.
Well, no, don't holler at me because I don't have tickets.
I need tickets too. Yeah. I was getting that. I was understanding what you're saying. But I need to at least get, I want to try to get them tickets so they can kind of see me work and like be, you know what I mean? It's 4th of July. I'm sure there's going to be like a fireworks show, all of that. So, but yeah, I'm working. I'm excited. I don't have to drive to the Bay and I get to work.
What's the angle for you coming up here? Obviously, you're doing it for ABC7. Is it just because
the Giants
and the A's are playing in Sacramento? Because this isn't the first time they play.
I think it just makes sense because I'm here.
Okay.
You know, I'm here, and they are obviously sending a photog to be here with me. But and yeah, it's just that rivalry, you know. Like everybody, here's the thing: like I've never understood, and not to like call it my station, but now like literally the Bay has completely just gone away from the A's. Like they don't even show highlights. Like my station doesn't even care. Mm-hmm. It's just so strange to me.
Well, that's what they do to the Raiders, right?
Well, yeah, they've done it to the Raiders, but to me, it's still that strange.
They're not there no more.
Yeah, but they're still Raiders fans. They're still A's fans. And it's like, if you're thinking about your viewers, then you would consider that they would at least want... I can understand that like a minute highlight like you would give the Giants, right?
Yeah.
I can also understand the mindset of like, okay, well, you're not a Bay Area team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
At least give a year or two.
True.
People what they want for at least a year or two.
Well, you remember this. I think for like a year, maybe 2 years... they still covered the Raiders in Sacramento like the Raiders were here.
Do we not anymore at CBS? I don't know anymore.
Well, I know for sure, and this may not even be a CBS 13 issue, maybe an NFL issue. They don't look at the Raiders games as like this is their territory.
Yeah, they don't do
that anymore for CBS. But they did do that for like a year.
For the first two. No, exactly. And it was, and people who are watching CBS are likely Raiders fans because they're watching the game is usually on CBS. But I know sometimes now they'll show like other teams.
It's just random.
They'll show like the Chargers. Like, nobody wants to see the dang Chargers play. Like, what
the Sacramento AFC team is what is that they try to
it's like that. That's who it is. I'm like, nobody cares about the dang Chargers. Like,
Chargers are pretty good. Shout out Jim Harbaugh. No disrespect.
Well, I'm not. It's not disrespect.
No, it was a little.
Let's give the people what they want. Let's give the people what they want. They want to see the Raiders. They're all Raiders fans here. Like, let's be real. Like, they may have moved to Vegas, but they're still fans here.
Yeah.
You know how many phone calls that we would get in the newsroom if they weren't playing a Raiders game? Like, if they chose another game to air?
Right.
No, it would be a problem.
A gang of Raider fans here in Sacramento.
Shout out, shout out to all my fellow Raiders fans. Raiders.
Okay. No, we can settle down. We don't have to do all that. Although, Jesse, home of the Raiders still?
I'm going to keep it real. I have no clue. I don't know, bro.
It's been 13-20. Possibly you're home of the Raiders.
I believe maybe.
Speaking of
home of the Raiders, maybe.
Maybe. That's put that on a shirt.
Charlie, if you're listening, if you give us the thumbs up by the window.
Speaking of, we got Sarah Hodges here. Filthy McNasty asked the question. Sarah, how are you feeling about our Raiders?
I'm feeling good. Love Pete. Love Gino. You wanna know why?
Why?
He don't write back.
That was
duh.
That was the classic Sarah.
It was so good when he was cooking.
He was cooking that year. And Sarah
he was cooking that year.
He's like, what was the phrase? They wrote him off, but he didn't write.
He didn't write back. He said they wrote me off. He's like, but I didn't write back.
Yeah, man.
I mean, come on,
Gino,
walking soundbite. I love that.
I saw him on Twitter like a week ago, yelling at somebody. As a coach for a 7-on-7.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, I saw that too.
Talking about, this is why I get paid the big bucks. You're not even playing. What are we talking about, Gino?
It's that energy, though.
All right.
It's that energy.
I'm not mad at Gino.
Come on now.
Wait. Yes. Charlie says yes.
Yeah, Charlie gets the thumbs up. We have the Raiders. Shout out.
Woo-hoo! ESPN 1320. Home of the Raiders. That's right, man. Cannot wait. You need to be our Raiders correspondent this
year. Please bring me in. I would love that.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me.
You know I never forget about you. But you guys got Genty. I love the pick. I love Pete.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about Gino, but okay, it's cool.
Better than anything we've had recently, at least.
That's facts.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah, I can't dispute that. Why didn't you guys draft Shador?
Nobody did. Ask everybody else that same question. I don't know.
They tripping.
Yeah.
I don't know. It still is weird that he ended up with the Browns and whatever round. And that was kind of the team everyone.
Conspiracy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was a little shocked by that.
Yeah.
How mean was that, by the way?
That was so mean. That was terrible. Nobody deserves that.
I don't care.
That was Ulbrich's son. At least one of them. Were all of them Ulbrich's son?
No, I think one of them was a son and like his roommate or something like that. Something, was in the video.
Bruh. Ulbrich, lucky he still got a job. I would have got it.
But like you could see like your kid like kind of getting into your stuff. Like maybe like, oh, like sneaking into it.
Well, he wasn't even a kid though. He's a college.
Yeah, he's not a kid.
And guess what, son? You just cost me my job.
Yeah, that's
being a little smart ass. This is a life lesson.
It's just
don't ever do that.
That's such like a privileged like thing to do that it just rubs me so the wrong way. Like I'm sure he's not a bad kid, like I'm not saying that, but it's just like your privilege is speaking. It's very clear, it's loud, it's suffocating at this point.
That was just
please stop.
That was just mean-spirited.
It was very mean-spirited. It was terrible. Even for a kid who has all the motion. And
well, I don't know if he got motion. I don't know, kid.
You don't know,
he should be a square. Oh, I thought you meant that.
No, I'm saying even though it was to a kid with all the motion, who was literally like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he like was beating down like somebody who was already down. Like,
right.
I mean, kind of he was down because his name was getting called. But like, you see what I'm saying?
He has everything
he's ever dreamed of.
I wanted to talk more about I'm still calling it the Bay Bridge series, going down this weekend.
Yeah.
Have you been to, I know you went opening night. Have you been in any other A's games?
I haven't. I know.
How was
terrible.
The opening night experience?
Opening night experience was crazy. Yeah. It was lit. I'm pretty sure that was like the most lit series so far. I'm a Cubs
The Yankees series was crazy. And this series is about to be.
Yeah, I'm excited for this series. So we'll all judge. Like next time you have me on, let's talk about like which series was, I guess, more packed. Would that be? Because I mean, the Cubs smashed that first game. So it was kind of like.
That Cubs game was crazy. The rest of the series was so-so, but the first game was crazy. The Yankee series was packed the whole time.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean,
I was there. The turnout's going to look like this weekend.
I know.
What do we think it's going to look like?
Tickets. Yeah, you think you're going to, you think it's going to be just all Giants fans? You think you're going to get some of the A's fans maybe from Oakland trying to make a statement here? Because everyone, I feel like, is kind of not anticipating that, but just more so like, it's going to be a lot of people out there.
Yeah. I think it's going to be crazy. 70-30 Giants fans.
Oh, for sure.
I think there's going to be a gang of Giants fans because unlike like the Yankees, Red Sox, even the Cubs, there are fans of those teams that live in Sacramento or surrounding.
Oh, so many. Yeah, so many.
There's fans of those teams that live
around. I mean, it's dang near a home game.
But this is a Giants city.
I mean, there's it is because it's this the home of the Rivercats. So it is kind of home game.
Traditionally.
Yeah.
This is a Giants city. So that's why I think they are going to
show up.
Flood.
Yeah.
Sutter Health Park with Giants. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there.
Yeah, if Sarah hooks me up with some tickets, I'll be there.
I'm going to try. I need to get like Chevin at this point. So
oh, my God.
We'll have like four people.
You got the motion to do it. That's what it is. You can
make it. I ain't got motion like Shador now, but.
But no, I think it's going to be, to your question, Jesse, I think there's going to be a lot of Giants fans. 70-30.
Webby's taking the hill Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, for real?
I think it's going to be Saturday.
That's where I'm trying to go on Saturday.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot.
Webby, if you're listening,
Webby,
trying to get
that
dugout interview.
Man. Talk to our girl Sarah Hodges.
Yeah,
big Kings fan. He may be tapped in right now because he's trying to figure out what the Kings are gonna do if they're gonna get Jonathan Kuminga. So
you guys have a game tonight, right? You're looking to split the series tonight, right, against the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I didn't get
what happened to y'all.
You guys traded for Rocky.
You guys literally no offense,
bro. What? What? You want to say more about him? What? Do you want to say more about him?
About Rafi?
All I said was you guys traded for Rafi. Shut up.
I didn't like the tone.
If I was a Giants fan, I would be feeling like you right out too.
I think he got Jesse, this dog. Oh, come on, man. I think he had an RBI single yesterday.
The sing, I single, kid. Shout out Little Big League, right? I love that movie.
I think he had an RBI single yesterday. You know? So, look. I've moved on from the division. They had an opportunity and they've absolutely lost their chance to win the division.
It's so terrible too, because the last time I worked was like a couple weeks ago. I'm like at the desk and I'm like, it was the Dodgers series where they're playing the Dodgers and they're in first place with them. Mm-hmm. And then I come back to work like a week and a half later and they're 6.5 games back. I'm like, this is just crazy how, like...
And 6.5 back was the good old days.
Yeah.
Now we're 9 back.
But this just shows you what a difference, like, 3 weeks can make. So you have to think positive and say, okay, if 3 weeks I'm 9 games back, then I can make that up in 3 weeks.
You know...
As soon as we find our at-bats,
all things considered, too, like... Imagine if I told you, like, in the beginning of the year, like, you guys would be fighting for the wild card with Rafael Devers on your team now. I take it. There's a future here, too, I feel.
I take it. But the frustrating thing about this particular situation is you had that slide when you went against the Marlins, the White Sox, the Diamondbacks, and now you've got the A's on the back end of this whole
that's
thing.
The problem. You can't lose to the Marlins.
Come on. This was when you were supposed to be getting fat.
Swept by the Marlins,
the Marlins at home. Lose 2 or 3 to Chicago. Yep. This is when you were supposed to start getting healthy.
Should have swept Chicago.
Should have.
White Sox got less people at their games in Sutter Health Park.
Yeah, second worst team in the majors.
Well, look, here's the good news. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see something real quick. You know what I'm
saying?
Are
they still the second worst team?
Well, they may be. I don't know. But I'm trying to see something real quick. Hold on. I'm on the app right now. I'm trying to figure it out. Giants, A's. Okay, not on Friday. Let's see. Giants, A's on Saturday. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Giants, A's Saturday.
That's where you're going?
That boy Severino on the mound. Let's go. He got such a problem with being in Sacramento. Hey, Severino, give it up the way you've done all year at Sutter Health Park. And just let Devers. Devers going to have a 3-home-run game against that boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
He's going to have a 3-home-run game against that boy.
He's going to be fun to watch here.
Because Severino got such a problem. He can't pitch here in Sacramento. Good. be on the mound. Matter of fact, why don't you do a Shohei? why don't you do a Shohei? Just pitch one inning on Saturday. That's all we need. We'll probably get five off of one off the first inning. Pitch another inning on Sunday. We'll get another five. How about that, Severino?
That's not like Shohei, by the way.
He's did he pitch two innings the other day?
I'm not sure.
But he's saying nobody is hitting off Shohei like that.
Also, Severino, you signed for however many million dollars. Like, what did you expect? Oh. Like, did you think you were playing at the Coliseum still?
This guy. It's cool. Like, hey, look, it's all good. He signed. He got his money or whatever the case may be. But
might get traded. If he gets traded, shout out. He won.
Don't get traded before Saturday, okay? Because we need
you. We need you out there.
That's a slump buster right there. Severino on the mound in Sacramento. That's what we need right there for sure. But, Sarah, this show needed you.
I love you guys. It's literally so much fun.
It's always a good time when you come through. I say this, but we got to get you in here when D-Lo in here, man. Come on now. We got to make that happen. And Sarah challenges. I love it.
Wait,
love
you it. Maybe the
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Chatty House should help me decide who I'm going to challenge first. Okay. I need somebody that's like not like super good, right?
Where can I find you so that they can let
Sarah Talk Sports?
Okay, on Instagram and
Twitter? On Instagram and Twitter at Sarah Talk Sports. Let me know who you guys think I should challenge. Somebody who's like, you know, not really really good, because I'm like a plus 35.
Well, I'm your guy. Handicap. I'm not good at
I know.
All.
Maybe I should do you first.
I'm good. All right,
wait Sarah. And see.
Look, I'm a rise to the occasion. I will win. As I'm competitive. I'll get that one.
You're not. I don't think you're gonna beat me. I'm not gonna lie. Like. I've been, only because I'm going to practice more than you.
Look, the streets want it. The streets saw my I'm going to practice. Casey yeah. versus Sarah. All right, let's go.
I want to challenge Steph, but he would just, it would be embarrassing, and he probably wouldn't do it yet. Don't but once this thing, you know.
Don't takes, worry about that. I'm a better guest than Steph.
Yeah.
Casey versus Sarah, I'm ready to get it going. Yeah. Sarah, appreciate you coming up on us.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. We got more D-Lo and KC coming up. Matt George coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. And we'll talk more about this Jonathan Kuminga Kings Warriors dance that they got going on. We're going to close out this pre-4th of July episode of D-Lo and KC right here on ESPN 1320. Your home of the Raiders. D-Lo and KC on this Thursday afternoon, Sacramento, California, here on ESPN 1320. Shout out to my man D-Lo. Big ups to him, man. He's chilling. Got the day off today, man. Getting ready for his 3-day weekend. Big shout out to Coach JT. Big shout out to Kyle Madsen. Big shout out to Sarah Hodges, man, pulling up on AKA KC and Friends today, man. It was a lot of fun, a lot of things going on. We got my man Matt George. He's got business to attend to, but he'll be here in about 12 minutes or so. That's what he's telling me. He's got the link. He knows when to pull up whenever he has to. But yeah, the theme of today is the Sacramento Kings going after Jonathan Kuminga, and can they get that done? There's been some stuff going on. Like I said, I've been, you know, hosting a radio show, so I haven't really had the time to really dive into it, but there's some things going on with Valanciunas and his potential status of staying with Denver or going to EuroLeague. And if he goes to EuroLeague, that nullifies the potential deal that the Kings had for him getting Dario Saric, which I don't know what that means for
Jake Fisher said that it shouldn't affect any result of the Kings and Nuggets deal.
Okay.
Or it shouldn't affect, I guess, the money or whatever. At least that's what he tweeted.
Got you. So if it doesn't affect the money, that shouldn't affect anything the Kings want to do potentially moving forward. I take that as.
Yeah, that's how I assumed what his tweet meant.
Okay.
That shouldn't affect the result of any deal, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. I think we talked about this earlier, but I want to ask you. I mean, you've gotten this far with this Kuminga thing. Is this something that you have to bring home if you're Scott Perry? But, you know, reasonably, you don't have to do anything drastic.
Yeah, reasonably, like if this isn't like just the Kings being leveraged or anything like that, and this is what it is, then yeah. Because I don't know what else you're looking for. And I feel like this kind of moves you in the right direction that everyone kind of be happy with too.
I agree. I mean, I look at, you know, what you could potentially be getting with Jonathan Kuminga, where he's at in his career, what he could be, you know, later down the road. And this is one of those things that I talk about, right? Like there's different ways to build that roster up outside of just trying to tank and be a top three pick. Like you go after these type of moments, go after these type of guys and be aggressive in those situations.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be nice here. I feel like this is telling us a lot about Scott Perry too. Because all we heard, going into this offseason was that, oh, it's going to be tough. Like he's not, I believed it. Like he's not really going to have too much to work with or whatever. It's kind of going to be buried like you had Dennis Schroeder. But next year is when you really start the rebuild. And now we're hearing like, oh, no, he could bring Kuminga in. Like it stinks you're going to lose Monk. But if you bring in Kuminga, Schroeder, and maybe you're able to bring in like a Russell Westbrook to be the backup, like it's a really solid first offseason.
Hey, if he's able to do this one right here, because this kind of came out of nowhere. I know people have talked about it, but we were like, that's a long shot.
I'm just saying, because like the last regime was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be tough. Like Vlade left the last regime. Not going to name names. Vlade left the last regime. Vlade left the last regime, like Bear or whatever. It's like you got Glenn Robinson, but like I think it does kind of say something. Like Scott Perry's able to make a lot out of a little bit if he's able to get Kuminga here.
Hey, Scott Perry. This is why, once again, even though I didn't agree with passing on a guy like Trae Young, like I didn't agree with Scott Perry. I understood it, but I would have took the chance on that one. This is why I didn't freak out about it, because Scott Perry, he understands how to maneuver in these waters. He's proven. He's seen a couple of different lifetimes of being a front office guy in the NBA and how the NBA goes, how agents go, and all this other stuff. He's certified, verified. So if he looks at a situation and says, I'm a pass on that, I have confidence that he says, I'm a pass on that because I know I can make other moves elsewhere. Not with the previous group. It was like, we pass on it and that might have been your only chance. Scott is like, nah, I'm going to pass on that because I know how these things go. I know things are going to open up around here and I want to position myself for that. And you look at the Kuminga situation, it is 100% opportunistic. And one of the things that I talked about earlier in this show, and I was talking about it with you, Jesse, is like, why is that reported offer what it is? Why is it Saric, Devin Carter, and a couple of picks? Seems real light. It seems like, yo, this is crazy.
I was a little confused in the group chat yesterday.
It was like, why would you offer this? This is a no. This is a no. On the surface, this is a no. But like I talked about earlier, it is possible that Scott Perry has the intel he needs, talk to the people that he needs to, understands the lay of the land of the NBA, and says, you know what? Warriors, I know it seems a little light, but look around. This is it. This is as good as it gets. Pat Riley, shout out to my guy who, it might be like an old Yeller situation, but shout out to my guy, Pat Riley. He not giving you what you're looking for. By no means. He not giving you what you're looking for.
Well, I feel like everything that's been reported to is like the Bulls and the Heat are the other two teams that have been kind of interested in Kuminga, but it's been the Kings that have been in the forefront, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even sure how interested the Heat are, or how much of a priority Jonathan Kuminga is for Pat Riley or even for the Bulls right now.
Yeah, I agree. And if Scott Perry is looking at the lay of the land and the landscape of the NBA right now, including having information on the relationship or lack thereof between the Warriors and Kuminga, he could be looking at that like, I don't have to offer you the moon and the stars. You're not getting much anywhere for this situation, and you don't want to bring him back. I will give you our former first-round pick. Give you Saric. That's an expiring deal. I'll give you a couple of picks, and that's our offer. You say no to that. If you're the Golden State Warriors, cool. Go ahead and find a better situation. If you can, I tip my hat, played my cards wrong, wasn't able to get them. But I don't think you can find a better situation than that. I think that's what Scott Perry is saying to the Warriors. And we'll find out if they call his bluff or not.
If he does pull off this deal, I wonder if he's got something else in his back pocket, too. Because there is kind of like the maybe you do move Kuminga to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that. But also, like, I don't know, maybe there's something out there for DeMar.
Yeah. Maybe if you get Kuminga, maybe you're willing to take a little less for DeMar than you were initially. You know what I mean? Maybe it is just some assets that you take for DeMar. Maybe now that you got a guy like Kuminga, maybe it is a bench guy. Like before, I'm just throwing out a team and a name. Maybe before Miami was like, hey, all we got is Duncan Robinson for you for DeMar. You're like, yeah, cool bench guy, but I'm not taking that for DeMar. Like, I'm cool. I'll just keep him. But now that you have a guy that's a starting caliber player in Jonathan Kuminga, maybe you do look at a guy like Duncan Robinson and say, yeah, I'll take a solid bench guy for DeMar DeRozan in a second rounder. Because we got our starter now.
We're good. Those are the obvious ones. At what point do we kind of raise our eyebrows at, like, oh, wow, the Kings and Keegan Murray still have a contract extension done? Restricted free agent after this season, by the way.
After?
Like, if we get to the start of the season, are we concerned at all? Or not even, like I said, not even concerned, however you feel about it. Our eyebrows raised.
So this is what I'll say about that. Those guys last year did it. Like a week before training camp, like Jalen Green and all those other guys, they signed their extension at that point. So I'm going to use that as the barometer.
I got you. Yeah, because Jabari Smith just signed his too, right?
He did. He signed his now early. Like I don't know if there's benefit to that or what, but I do remember those guys last year. There was a couple guys. I think it was Jalen Suggs, Jalen Green. I thought it might have been somebody else, but there was two or three guys that signed their extension in October sometime or late September. So based off of that, I'll give it till then. That's what I'll do then.
Yeah, I gotcha.
But Jabari, you're right. Jabari did sign his.
That's something I think you definitely do if you're the Kings too.
Keegan, yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about letting him go to restricted free agency and let the market dictate what you want to pay him and all that. But like Jabari Smith kind of helped you out there, I feel.
Yeah, and around what Jabari got, that's about what I would be offering Keegan. You know, 20 to 22 million, maybe.
I'd assume, too, you're probably waiting on that just because you're dealing with Kuminga and you'd have to pay him as well. So you're trying to figure out who pays who and what, where and stuff.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man, I'm asking a question.
This is my favorite. Come on, what?
I'm asking a question. If you could only pay one, who would you pay? Kuminga or Keegan?
It depends. Off the top of my, just first name off the top of my head is Keegan.
Okay.
I think it's Keegan. Keegan's got an all-around better game, but I think Kuminga has more upside, if that makes sense. Like, Kuminga could reach a level I don't know if Keegan can get to.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know what
And that kind of makes it tougher, I feel.
Ooh.
Like, I feel like I know Keegan can get me 15 a game or whatever. Hopefully get back to around 38-40% from three and all that. Like, he's a great defender and all that stuff. But it's like, if Kuminga's right about himself, like, that's a player right there. So I don't know. I guess Keegan, but it's
Dr. Dr. David.
We talked into it the other way.
It says Keegan. West Sac Kings fan says Keegan. Russ Dog says Keegan. I assume a lot of Kings fans will say Keegan.
Yeah. Kuminga, you're just betting on pure potential.
Man.
You're betting on pure potential. Like, Keegan is the more surefire thing, I feel, as far as, like, just NBA production you can trust and all that. Like, Kuminga's not no scrub or anything like that right now, but it's just you're betting more on the potential of him becoming a star, just an all-star level type player, I feel. If it was one or the other.
Here's the things. Even with all the drama, and I want to make sure I'm gonna double check this. Even with all the drama that surrounded what happened in Golden State and playing time and all this other stuff, I think Kuminga's numbers are, if not in some places they're better, in some places they're worse.
Yeah, like a lot of chatters like Keegan, but Sacktown Hoops and Hype says he thinks Kuminga get you 25 a game. That's kind of what you're betting on if you go with Kuminga.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think it's crazy too. Like, I think potentially he has that in his bag, but I don't know if he's ever going to reach that.
If Jonathan Kuminga last year, with everything that went on, was able to get you 15.3, with everything that went on, getting yo-yoed in the rotation, not playing, all this other stuff, and he was still good for 15.3. We saw what he did in the playoffs when he was able to get more consistent minutes. Man. I hate my own question.
No, yeah, this is pretty messed up. Because Kuminga also has that aggressiveness that Keegan just lacks.
Yeah. Cause I'm gonna be real with you. In that scenario, if I could only sign one, but both of them are like, yo, we want to be here, but I could only sign one, I think it'd be Kuminga. And it'd be a pure upside play. And even when I say pure upside play, Kuminga's numbers right now are comparable, if not better in some aspects, to Keegan.
I think I agree with you, but I'm just going to stick with Keegan.
That's fair.
Yeah, I don't even know.
That's fair. I pray they are never faced with that decision.
Yeah, that's kind of tough. Hopefully, just pay them both. Pay them both.
Just pay them both, man. And I already know somebody that would be mad at me. I don't know if you heard that question, Matt George, but be mad at me. Because I asked Matt George, ABC10, and host of Locked On Kings. The guy's killing it.
Wait. Let me guess.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about paying Kuminga over Keegan Murray?
I gave the hypothetical. I said, if you could only pay one of them, which one would you pay? And I was stuck. It wasn't a quick one, but I probably said Kuminga. And I don't even like my own question.
Why not both?
Oh, hell yeah. I don't like my own question. I want both of them on this team. I want both of them. I want to see Keegan and Kuminga eventually, we'll get to that maybe a little later, but eventually in the starting lineup together, working together, being 3-4 interchangeable, all this other stuff. I think that'd be fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So that's my thought. But Matt, don't nobody want to hear me ramble. Everybody been following you the last week because you've been killing it. Well, they've been following you before that, but you've been killing it this past week with everything that's going on. As much as you can, what the hell was going on last night?
things pick up quickly. When there's a lot of smoke, what you know there's a fire, you're just trying to figure out how big the fire is or what kind of fire it is truly. Mm. All right. It's been a 24 hours. There's been stuff that I have directly put out there, other stuff that has been put out there that is associated with me or to me. So I'll try and clarify things as best as I can. Here's what I know. The Sacramento Kings have interest in Jonathan Kuminga. I think we all know that. We've all established that. That's been out there for days. There's nothing new on that. When the recirculation of a Dennis Schroeder sign and trade with Detroit happened, I of course checked in. Mm-hmm. And when I checked in, someone who I very much trust, who's connected here in Sacramento, informed me that, yes, there are still potentially Malik Monk conversations happening with Detroit, but that Sacramento's attention has turned heavily in the direction of Jonathan Kuminga. Mm. Pursuing that a little bit more, asking follow-up questions, I got, again, from people that I trust explicitly, that the Kings' conversation with the Golden State Warriors likely does not involve Malik Monk, seemingly because the Warriors are not interested in Malik Monk, and a lack of interest in Monk has been a pretty consistent theme throughout the league over the last couple of weeks. This one, I don't know if it's because of his contract. I don't know if it's because there's already Moses Moody and Buddy Hield on the roster, but it makes sense to me that the Warriors aren't necessarily interested in Malik. Mm. So then, of course, the natural follow-up questions are, okay, so one, how do the Kings open up the money in order to go out and acquire Jonathan Kuminga in a side and trade? And two, what do the Warriors want? What are the Warriors interested in? And look, I understand every organization's fan base overvalues their talent. We're certainly guilty of that here in Sacramento. I put this out on social media, but just to reiterate, anybody in their right mind who's mentioning Keegan Murray in any of these conversations, just disregard completely. The Sacramento Kings are not going to give up a core piece for the right to pay Jonathan Kuminga. Some people have a hard time wrapping their brain around what's going on here. The Kings are not trading a piece for Kuminga. They're trading essentially for the Warriors to help them facilitate a payday for Kuminga that the Kings would foot the bill. Mm-hmm. So the Kings are not going to give you significant value for the right to pay a contract. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's where I got word of the names that the Kings are throwing out there, are making available. That's Devin Carter, that's Dario Saric, and potential draft compensation. That part was muddied. I've heard 2 second rounders. I've also heard potentially a first rounder. Mm-hmm. The furthest that my reporting goes is that I was told, and again, this was information that was circulating throughout different cities from different people of different walks of life. Mm-hmm. I have heard many things from different people in Sacramento in the past and not run from it because I only had that side. We can go back to the Zach LaVine thing. You can go back to draft night. You can go back to the Keegan Murray draft. Mm. The reason why I went with what I had is because multiple sources, again, around the league are hearing the same things and have the same information. Typically when that happens, there's validity to it. So where my reporting ends, the most recent thing was what I said last night, that talks were advanced. Now, that doesn't mean talks were finished. That doesn't mean a deal was done. Doesn't mean it was first and goal on the one. And Kings fans should understand that reference. It just means that talks were advanced. It went beyond just a framework conversation. They were actively in deep conversations, or conversations had happened to a significant level. Mm-hmm. That is where my reporting ends. NBC puts out an article. Tristy Rodriguez, wonderful woman if you get the chance to follow her and cover her work. She does not just great work with the Kings and Warriors, phenomenal work with the Valkyries. Mm-hmm. She puts out the article reporting that it is a three-team trade. The Detroit Pistons are involved as part of the Malik Monk sign and trade. Makes sense financially because the Kings would need to do that to open up some money. She reports that now that's when you start to see these other preliminary reports, Slater and Amick and even Carmichael Dave, like putting stuff out there that no, this isn't true or it's not that far along or blah, 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 blah. So my reporting does not include the three-team deal. I had heard rumors of that, but never been told definitively from the people that I trust most that it is a three-team deal. So I cannot confirm or deny any of those specifics. I know talks have happened. I know they got pretty far along. I know the Sacramento Kings are very interested in Kuminga, but I also know Scott Perry ain't going to be pushed around. And Scott Perry is not going to allow the Warriors to take more than they should in a sign and trade. And on the flip side, if you're the Golden State Warriors, you're not desperate yet. You're in a tough spot, but you're not desperate yet. If the Warriors want to play the long game, if the Warriors want to go, okay, we'll just bring him back on a deal. We'll pay him short term and then try and figure out if we can get a better offer or a better deal down the road. They can do that. The Kings are putting pressure on the Warriors. And I know some people I guess, misunderstood what I meant or didn't quite, like, didn't see eye to eye with the pressure. I'm not saying the Kings are putting pressure on the Warriors to where, like, you have to make this deal or like, there's nothing better that you're going to get. The Kings are essentially giving the Warriors an out and giving them their best option right now that does not involve them having to pay Kuminga's contract themselves and bring him back. The Kings are the ones giving them the option. Doesn't mean that the Warriors are going to say yes, and the Warriors might not like that package. I saw that package. When I was told that package, Kenny, I laughed. Like, that was my first reaction. But Scott Perry is making, hey, here's draft compensation. Here is a lottery pick from last season. If you like it or you don't like it, okay. Like, we're not giving you more than that, and we will be just fine, too, if we don't get Kuminga. If the Kings don't get Jonathan Kuminga, if you guys move on, we'll move forward, too, because it's not like we're a Jonathan Kuminga away from winning an NBA championship. So Perry's putting his foot down. The Warriors, of course, are going to put their foot down. Who knows if how involved Detroit is in all of this or not. The only timeline or rush on this entire conversation is July 6th is by that point the Kings have to have a sign and trade for Dennis Schroeder done. It sounds like they're going to have something with Detroit, whether it's Malik Monk or just the sign and trade that that gives some financial flexibility to Detroit. That's to be seen. If the deal is going, if it's going to be a three-team deal that involves Malik Monk, it has to get done by the 6th. But if the deal is not done by the 6th, that doesn't mean that the Kings and Kuminga are done and dead and over with. Yeah. So we're in this point of waiting. Yeah. We'll find out. There's a ton of smoke, which means there's a fire.
Excellent job, Matt. Excellent. I want to run something past you. And like I said, this is just me talking to Matt George. You don't got a report or confirm nothing like that. But I was telling Jesse and everybody else today, I was thinking about what had been reported as what the Kings were offering. Sarge, Devin Carter, couple of picks, second round, whatever you want to say. But much like you, I hear that and I'm like, what? That sounds crazy. Like, that sounds ridiculous. And then I thought about it some more. And I was like, why would that be the offer? Like, why would you offer that? Then I started to think, well, Scott Perry he's not new to this. He knows how to negotiate. He knows this is where we get into the differences between him and Monty McNair. He's been around this game for I don't know how long. He's built relationships. He knows how to work the league and talk to other people in the league. And I'm just thinking about it. Maybe he knows that's the best you can get, Golden State. That is the best you can get. Now, maybe hearing this, maybe Miami or somebody else might change what they've told everybody that they're willing to give you and up it a little bit. They're like, we could beat that or whatever the case may be. But number one, and I'm talking to Scott Perry now. I've checked around the league. You can't get any better than that if you're trying to trade him. Also, Joe Lacob, Mike Dunleavy Jr., I know you don't want him. You've said it a number of different ways with not giving him a contract extension, with getting Jimmy Butler, with benching him repeatedly. You and your coach don't want him there, and he don't want to be there. So this is my offer. Maybe we can work on it. Maybe somebody else offers more. But I know what his market is, and that's why that's the offer. How does that sound to you?
Yeah, there's a saying in negotiations where the most power that you can have is the ability to walk away. And I think that is a position that the Kings kind of, and the Warriors too, but I think especially the Kings are in. Scott Perry knows, hey, just like the Kings are struggling to figure out what Malik Monk's market is, and we've covered that extensively, you and D'Lo have covered that extensively here, I think the Golden State Warriors are going through the exact same thing with Kuminga. And I also think Kuminga and his camp individually are going through that same thing as well, because they're still looking to get paid. And the money that they're looking for, I don't think is out there. But some money is going to be out there, because Kuminga is a good enough a player for a team like the Kings and other teams in the league to take a flyer on. He doesn't fit Golden State. He doesn't want to be there. in Golden State. Clearly, he wants a fresh start. I don't think the Golden State Warriors want to have to foot the bill when everybody's worried about aprons and the Warriors are still trying to get one more title window open for Steph Curry before he rides off into the sunset. Scott Perry knows all of this. So Kings fans might not be used to this because we're used to having it held against us. Scott Perry's using the leverage that he has. Again, the Kings are not a Jonathan Kuminga away from winning anything. I would argue that if the Kings were to go out and acquire this trade, or it happened, let's say Jonathan Kuminga is a King by the start of next season. I don't know how much better I'm feeling about the Kings' immediate ability to succeed next year. I think they'll be a better basketball team, but not significantly. So the Kings aren't operating with that in mind necessarily. Now, they've added a young piece to Keegan Murray, and now we're starting to see the semblance of a plan. So I think that is what excites the Kings and excites Kings fans more at this point. So the Kings and Perry can walk away at any point knowing, okay, we'll just look at what other options are out there. The Warriors might say that they're willing to do the same.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
But Perry is much more willing to call their bluff because as of right now, the Warriors are on the hook for Kuminga's deal. So the Kings can walk away and wipe their hands like nothing ever happened. The Warriors still got to figure out what to do with Kuminga. That's the tough spot that they're in. So yes, I agree with you. I think Perry knows that he doesn't have to put a lucrative offer on the table. I personally, and I think I heard you talking about this earlier, Casey, I would be okay with the Kings sweetening the deal a little bit, not to a level that would be absurd. But again, you're trading for the right to pay Kuminga, not just for Kuminga's contract outright.
Right.
So, like, if you want to make it a first-round pick or you want to make it something, like, you want to have Devin Carter and something besides Saric that makes sense, like, okay. And maybe that's where negotiations are at this point or where the stall has happened. And I wouldn't blame the Warriors at all for taking their time and looking around the rest of the league and going, come on, there's got to be something better.
Right.
But the Kings don't have to be the ones to put that on the table. Perry can basically say, here's the deal, or here's the idea. Here's what we're willing to offer. Give me a call when you're ready to play ball.
Right.
And I think that's what Perry's doing, and it makes sense.
And you bring up a great point that I don't think I've even brought up today, is not only are you giving up compensation, and this may be the holdup on the market for Kuminga, but not only am I giving up players from my team if I'm trying to trade them anywhere else in the league, but I also got to pay them. So like Miami may look at it like, I'm going to give you Jaime Jaquez and this person and this person, and I got to pay him $20 million a year. I don't know if I want to do all that. You know, and there may be only one team that may be looking at it, talking about the Sacramento Kings, who are like, yeah, for the right compensation trade package, we'll pay him his money, you know?
So, I mean, I see this comment in the chatty house, and they're right. Like, Jonathan Kuminga has way more value than Devin Carter. Yes, he does. But again, the value for Golden State is not having to pay Jonathan Kuminga while taking something back with, so they don't lose him for nothing.
Right.
Right. So therein lies the value. You're not talking about, this isn't NBA 2K where it's three stars and you're trying to find equal value in a handshake, perfect, even trade. Mm-hmm. That doesn't exist in this scenario. Mm-hmm. The Warriors are looking to move on and not have to pay, but not lose a lottery pick, a high lottery pick, mm-hmm, for nothing. Yeah. And the Sacramento Kings are looking to acquire that player and pay that contract, but don't have to give up an arm and a leg in order to do that. Right. So if that's where the standstill is, then again, the pressure is on Golden State because they're on the hook for it. If they want to play the long game, which is a very valid play, and it would make perfect sense to me if they say, we think we can get better later, then they got to negotiate the deal, get Kuminga to say okay, and figure it out until they find that better deal. But there's no guarantee that their better deal will be out there. Kuminga's market does not sound great. And I would argue if they were to, let's say they agree to terms with Kuminga for $22 million a year, mm-hmm, I would argue that potentially lowers Kuminga's value, right, down the road, because now I know I'm trading for a $22 million contract and, mm-hmm, I have to give you the salary and the value to match that. So the Warriors' best chance at getting value and avoiding the payday is right now. Let's see if they take it.
Yeah, I think so too. And then also, if they bring him back, which is an option, it's an option for them to do it. But you take him back and you're gonna not play him again, like you did in last year, you know, at $22 million, or even if they did it at $7 million and say, hey, we'll try and trade him at the deadline. Well, you're not playing him. What you think you're gonna do better than Sarge, Carter, and two picks at that point if you're not paying him, and he's 3 months away from free agency? It was something that I didn't see coming. I did not see this type of play, but this is why Scott Perry, even though I was frustrated with him and have been frustrated with him, with like the Trae Young thing and all this other stuff, I still let him cook, because this is the opportunistic small market GM type of stuff that we needed here in Sacramento. And so far, just having the sense to try this is something that we haven't had here in Sacramento, and I don't know how long.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one thing that I can say definitively is that Scott Perry is not going to be pushed around. Mm-hmm. Scott Perry is willing to explore options. He's willing to get creative. And some people might get frustrated because at times this is going to run perpendicular to how you feel as a fan. But Scott, I think, has his type, or has his player, has his vision for this team. And if you do not fit that vision, and it seems like in the case of Malik Monk, he does not fit that vision, Scott is going to do what he feels is necessary to turn that into something that does fit. Again, that might run perpendicular to your feelings or my feelings, because I like Malik Monk a lot. Kings fans love Malik Monk, but we've been asking for a general manager with a spine to go out and make things happen for a while. One comes in here and is trying to make things happen and has a spine, but is potentially willing to move on from your fan favorite. You got to let him do something. Absolutely. So I'm not advocating for the Kings to trade Malik Monk. I'm certainly not advocating for the Kings to give Malik Monk away for scraps, but like, I admire how Perry is attacking possibilities and looking at options that fit his plan, even if they're not popular. And I think Kings fans, even if you disagree with the moves that he's making, I think there should be an understanding that, okay, he's not going to be pushed around,
right,
and he's connected around the league. So the Sacramento Kings aren't just going to trade with the same three teams anymore like they do all the time, which is like Atlanta, San Antonio, and somebody else. Like Scott Perry is going to make moves.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. Now we'll talk about this like internally. We're in Sacramento. We're not at the negotiating table anymore. I'm Scott Perry. You're BJ Armstrong, or we can flip that however you want to.
You can be Scott.
Okay. Cool. All right, man. BJ, we kind of close to this thing, and I know we talk about like kind of walking away, but are we too close? And is this too much of a reality where we kind of want to close this deal? Like, we'll sweeten it up a little bit, but we've got the fish on the hook a little bit. We want to get this done. They don't need to know how anxious we are to get it done, but I'm talking to you. We want to get this done. JK is kind of like, would be great for what we're trying to do. Do you think they're having those discussions?
Oh, I think there's a very good chance that those discussions are being had, but I think that what I would think that needs to be established is how much further are we willing to go? And this could be twofold. How much more are we willing to give Kuminga? And how much more are we willing to give the Warriors? Mm. And where's our breaking point? Mm. And we're going to stand firm on that breaking point. Yes. The Warriors, Kuminga, all parties are going to know, even Detroit, all parties are going to know we are not budging past this point. There's more potentially for you to go out and get if this is real, but we're not budging past this point. And I don't think that point is much further than what they're offering. This is me speculating. This is not me reporting.
Yeah.
So I think Kuminga is one of the best options out there for real tangible change. You talk about kickstarting a new era of Kings basketball.
Yeah.
I know Neat Clifford and Maxime Reyneau were drafted, two rookies, and we're very excited about both of them. I talked to both of them today. I was blown away by both of them. They're awesome dudes. I'm very excited to see them play. They're part of this too, mm-hmm. but going out and acquiring Jonathan Kuminga is a real start, mm-hmm. right? That is a real start. It doesn't mean it's going to work out, but that's a real start.
Right. I agree.
If they think that is, sorry, I'm BJ, you're Scott. Scott, if we think that this is the best chance that we can get right now, and we don't know when this chance is going to open again, looking at the past of the Kings have struggled to make moves because they weren't willing to take chances. Mm-hmm. So I think we should take this chance. I think there are probably conversations like that happening in that building. But again, there's a line that I don't think Scott and his front office are willing to cross, and they're happy to walk away.
Yeah.
And that's good. If you don't have that line, that's when you get taken advantage of.
Right. I agree with you. Matt, you've been phenomenal this whole offseason, doing a fantastic job for ABC 10 and for Locked On Kings. And I know it's been a super busy day. So I appreciate you carving out the time, man, and pulling up on me, man. It was great talking to you and great insight again, man. Great job.
I appreciate you, Casey. I'll sneak this in really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Kings fans, get excited about Maxime and Neek. I like these two. Maxime is brilliant, man. Maxime. We're talking computer science and mathematics major. Like, dude is brilliant. He's also like seeing a 7'2" dude in person. Holy crap. And Neek is, I'm so excited, man. I can't wait till summer league.
Yeah. I can't wait either. That's going to be some good times, man. Matt, enjoy your 4th of July. Everybody out there in Sacramento and surrounding areas, enjoy your 4th of July. Please be safe. Please be safe. Don't pull a Terry, you know, get out of the way. You know, we want everybody to come back healthy with all their limbs and all that good stuff. So enjoy your 4th of July. Eat good. Shout out to the Giants. They're in town. Vamos Gigantes, do work. And we're going to be back here Monday morning at 10 a.m. And when we come back Monday morning at 10 a.m., I don't know. We might have a different Kings team, bro. We might have a different Kings team. I'm in. I'm in. Matt George and all these guys, they didn't got me roped in, man. I'm in. I'm ready for this to happen. Scott, let's get it done. But if it gets done, you already know where to go. You need to be right here, 10 a.m., ESPN 1320. The Insiders to kick it off. D'Lo and KC will be in here. James Hamm, everybody, Matt George throughout the week. We're going to have a good time. But once again, I want everybody to have a fantastic 4th of July. Shout out to Kyle Madsen. Shout out Coach JT. Shout out Sarah Hodges. Shout out Matt George, man. Y'all be good. We'll see you guys Monday at 10 a.m. Vamos Gigantes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.